This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad you're with us. Before the hour is out, we will take a look at breaking news as it continues to happen. We expect to hear from John Catsimatidis before the hour's done. Shelley Goldberg here with the Parenting Express tip. Kristen B. Tate on some of the issues related to Congress today. And we start with an issue related to my colleague, Dennis Prager.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have no idea the provisions that some people wanted to have in that resolution. This was as benign. It condemned the words of the president, not the president, but the words of the president.
Blah, 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 blah. She's like the Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. All I hear when Nancy Pelosi talks is that. Wah, 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 wah. Yes, Ms. Pelosi, but what about wah, wah? Welcome. It's Kevin McCullough. Very busy day today because not only was Congress very, very busy passing a statement of condemnation claiming that the president was racist in his terminology. Did you read the tweets, people? Where did he get racial? He said, go back to your countries. By the way, Tlaib says she's more Palestinian than American, so, and she was born in America. So, you know, Ilhan Omar, born in Somalia. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I rest my case. She's anybody but America. And the fourth one, you know, nobody remembers her name. But here's the thing. Where did the president get racial? Where did he say, oh, well, because you're Irish or African or he didn't. Speech is a funny thing. Speech is under fire. My colleague Dennis Prager yesterday was pure brilliant before the Senate committee. Are you familiar with the Google controversy? Are you familiar with the fact that when Mr. Prager puts on a video in his Prager University ongoing work, that Google and YouTube sit behind the scenes and go, oh, we're offended by that piece of conservative thought. We will just do away with it. Well, Senator Cruz and Senator Hirono from Texas and Hawaii, respectively, are holding hearings this week talking about whether or not Google should be, in fact, looked into. And Dennis was first up on the platform to give his opening statement. Take a listen.
It is an honor to be invited to speak in the United States Senate, but I wish I were not so honored, because the subject of this hearing, Google and YouTube's, and for that matter, Twitter and Facebook's suppression of internet content on ideological grounds, threatens the future of America more than any external enemy. In fact, never in American history has there been as strong a threat to freedom of speech as there is today. Before addressing this, however, I think it important that you know a bit about me and the organization I co-founded, Prager University, PragerU, as it is often referred to. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My late father, Max Prager, was a CPA and an Orthodox Jew who volunteered to serve in the U.S. Navy at the start of World War II. My father's senior class thesis at the City College of New York was on anti-Semitism in America. Yet despite his keen awareness of the subject, he believed that Jews living in America were the luckiest Jews to have ever lived. He was right. Having taught Jewish history at Brooklyn College, written a book on anti-Semitism, and fought Jew hatred my whole life, I thank God for living in America. It breaks my heart that a vast number of young Americans have not only not been taught how lucky they are to be Americans, but have been taught either how unlucky they are or how ashamed they should be. It breaks my heart for them because contempt for one's country leaves a terrible hole in one's soul, and because ungrateful people always become unhappy and angry people. And it breaks my heart for America because no good country can survive when its people have contempt for it. I have been communicating this appreciation of America for 35 years as a radio talk show host, the last 20 in national syndication with the Salem Radio Network, an organization that is a blessing in American life. One reason I started PragerU was to communicate America's moral purpose and moral achievements, both to young Americans and to young people around the world. With 1 billion views a year, and with more than half of the viewers under age 35, PragerU has achieved some success. My philosophy of life is easily summarized. God wants us to be good. Period. God without goodness is fanaticism, and goodness without God will not long endure. Everything I and PragerU do emanates from belief in the importance of being a good person. That some label us extreme or, quote, haters only reflects on the character and the broken moral compass of those making such accusations. They are the haters and extremists. PragerU releases a five-minute video every week. Our presenters include three former prime ministers, four Pulitzer Prize winners, liberals, conservatives, gays, blacks, Latinos, atheists, believers, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and professors and scientists from MIT, Harvard, Stanford, and a dozen other universities. Do you think the Secretary General of NATO, or the former prime ministers of Norway, Canada, or Spain, or the late Charles Krauthammer, or Philip Hamburger, distinguished professor of law at Columbia Law School, would make a video for an extreme or hate-filled site? The idea is not only preposterous, it is a smear. Yet Google, which owns YouTube, has restricted access to 56 of our 325-minute videos and to other videos we produce. Restricted means families that have a filter to avoid pornography and violence cannot see that video. It also means that no school or library can show that video. Google has even restricted access to a video on the Ten Commandments, as we have seen. Yes, the Ten Commandments. We have repeatedly asked Google why our videos are restricted. No explanation is ever given. But of course we know why. Because they come from a conservative perspective. Liberals and conservatives differ on many issues, but they have always agreed that free speech must be preserved. While the left has never supported free speech, liberals always have. I therefore appeal to liberals to join us in fighting on behalf of America's crowning glory, free speech. Otherwise, I promise you, one day you will say, first they came after conservatives, and I said nothing. And then they came after me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. Thank you.
That was Dennis Prager in just absolute brilliance. It was interesting to also hear some of the others on the panel. One, Dr. Epstein, who has actually done a series, going back to 2010, a series of lengthy academic laboratory studies to study Google's impact. And it's very interesting what he has to say about what they did in 2016. Listen to this intersection with Mr. Cruz. Cut three.
Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. Mm. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
10 million votes? Possible that swung into the Hillary Clinton column because of invisible and almost impossible to trace search manipulation by Google? Friends, Google needs some soul searching. And if they can't do it, then maybe it's time for us to help them. I'll ask Kristen B. Tate about all this. Coming up next, Kevin McCullough.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know, is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648, 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Donald John Trump, by causing such harm to the society of the United States, is unfit to be president and warrants impeachment, trial, and removal from office.
No-name congressman says what? Oh, I'm sorry. What was his name? Huh? Say it out loud. Al Lewis. Okay. Right. Exact. That, what I just did with Alex, that's happened a ton of times today. Who? What? What's the guy's name? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Yeah, I've largely not paid attention to that because we were just talking about my colleague Dennis Prager's incredible moving to the point. I think my favorite part of his speech was, it's a high honor to be here, senators. I wish I didn't have this honor. Because of what Google is trying to accomplish. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate is back with us. You can follow everything she does at KristenBTate.com. I strongly encourage you to follow her on Twitter and to catch her on cable news and other outlets as she appears. But Kristen, you know, you're of the millennial generation. You watch this stuff. You're seeing things happen. Dr. Epstein's testimony today, which was mind-blowing to me, indicated that maybe 2.6 million votes switched sides or were cast, at least, for Hillary Clinton because of their practices with that invisible search suggestion technology that they have. He also pointed out, by the way, that Google can send out reminders to go vote to only certain partisans if they so desire. And he believes that they've done that practice in the past. Your reaction to the literal thieving of democracy right before our eyes?
Well, it's very frightening, Kevin. You know, these tech companies have so much power, and for so long we've all just assumed that they were nonpartisan. But if anything good came out of their flagrant leftism in the last election, it's that we now know just how bad it is. Now, I know there are lots of conservatives out there, including a lot of people in my family, who say they want you know, companies like Google and Facebook broken up because they're essentially monopolies. I tend to say, you know, I'm kind of a free market person. I think that Google doesn't necessarily need to be broken up for being too powerful. However, they shouldn't enjoy the tax benefits of being a platform because they're not really a platform anymore. They're kind of like an editorial organization like Breitbart,
right,
making editorial decisions with these insidious algorithms that are boosting left-wing ideas and figures. So, you know, we can't give them the government protections and tax benefits of a platform if they are acting as an editorial organization with a political agenda.
I think that's so well said. In fact, as Mr. Epstein said, in 2020, if we leave everything alone, and this goes back to your original point, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, none of this stuff would have been being exposed. But because she wasn't, and because we have a different, you know, Justice Department, and we have different people paying attention and raising the awareness. And Mr. Epstein was a Clinton supporter. He gave money to her campaign. He campaigned for her. He endorsed her. He says that if we leave Google as is, that they may have the ability to influence 15 million votes for a specific party or a specific direction. Now, let me just take a wild guess at which direction that's going to be. But, Kristen, for all we've heard about Russia, collusion, influence, all the things that, you know, were done for Trump to steal the election, it appears that votes actually were influenced by a corporate icon in Google, and that Hillary Clinton may have, you know, everybody throws up the popular vote margin. That probably accounts for it right there, if nothing else. So I mean, 15 million votes. Can you imagine 15 million votes being directed, being reminded, hey, you're a registered Democrat. Don't forget today's election day. Go vote. And they only do that to the one group. Like, it's just astounding to see the level of arrogance that's involved in these activities.
Oh, yeah. And we know now that this isn't just Google anymore. It's YouTube, which I guess is owned by Google. It's all of these tech companies. They are all left wing. Again, I don't begrudge these companies for being successful. I think that's fine. And, you know, they can operate as a partisan organization, but they should not be enjoying the tax benefits of a platform. That is what makes me so angry. And another thing, Kevin, I just don't understand why a conservative or at least a nonpartisan alternative hasn't popped up in the free market to challenge Google. I guess there's DuckDuckGo, which is another search engine that a lot of conservatives use, but it hasn't been as successful. And I guess you have Bing. But again, I have to hope that the free market will solve this problem the more that these companies are exposed for their flagrant partisan activities.
And the problem that you're identifying is really correct. And they're 90% of the search activity in America, in the world today, 90%. I mean, if they are not a monopoly, I don't know how one defines one, to be candid with you. And if you're going to have a specific ability to manipulate an election, I do think that on some level regulation has to be visited upon you. I just don't think we wouldn't let USA Today just tell Republican subscribers to go vote. We wouldn't let the New York Times, you know, just tell Democrat subscribers to go vote or knowingly publish false stories like, hey, Republicans go vote tomorrow, but Democrats vote today. Like, it seems like Google's almost in getting into these kinds of areas.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I do get very nervous when we start talking about giving government the power to regulate private industry.
Just I do
because,
too.
You know, as soon as we get a liberal government in power, as soon as we get a liberal president and House, that's when you start, or a liberal Congress and president, that's when you start.
Well, and I don't even know it has to be government. Isn't it antitrust if you present yourself, as you're saying, as a platform, and then you tell only half the population based on all the data that you have taken from them, and they're following you around on every website you go. You've taken all the data from them. You're now making this decision to only tell the people that fit certain criteria that they need to take action, and you're telling them what action to take? Like, I think exactly. Democracy dies in that kind of activity.
Take away all the benefits of a platform for these companies and tax them just like Breitbart is taxed and just like Mother Jones is taxed. There you go. Problem solved.
All right. But good enough, Kristen. Appreciate the insight, and thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very pleased to be able to help you become a better parent. And every Wednesday, we do take some time out to focus on this. Shelley Goldberg, the aforementioned, is my guest. She was a parenting reporter for New York One, and she works very diligently every week to try to help us with just one idea. That's why it's called the Parenting Express. We're not dumping a whole how-to book on you each week. It's just one thought, one idea that can improve your skills in this area. And Shelley, this week's subject that you picked out, I actually think is very practical, because I think if you ever have more than one kid in most households, you're going to have an introverted child, or at least a more introverted child than the other one. And we have three. And I will tell you, according to, you know, popular birth order rules of thumb, we are stereotypical. The oldest is the kind of brash thinker, you know, perfectionist, tries to do everything the right way. But he's, you know, very, very, there's no fear in him. My youngest is a baby. She's the star of the party. She's the singer. She's the dancer. She wants to, you know, just talk to everybody that walks in the house, et cetera, et cetera. But between those two bookends is my middle child. And he is often in his room building Legos, looking at his books, you know, spending time that's very different than the other two. And so I want to make sure I'm helping my introverted child, or at least the more introverted of the three, well. So having said that, what do we need to know?
Well, first of all, you're right, Kevin. There's the introverts, the extroverts, and now there's even something called ambiverts, because you can be on the continuum. The introverts, that's the child that needs more time alone to recharge. The extrovert seeks stimulation outside themselves. So they're being around other people is how they get their energy.
Right.
And by the way, the researchers feel that there's a biological basis to all of this.
Hmm.
And it has to do with that feel-good chemical dopamine. The more you have, the less stimulation you need from other people. You can get it from yourself. You can get it from your internal world. The less you have, you need to seek it outside and be around a lot of people who stimulate you and energize you. So there, in part, there's a biological basis. Now, in terms of society, we tend to look to the extroverts and value that sometimes a little bit more. And the estimates are that 50 to 75% of the world would identify themselves as extroverts. So we really have to watch the child who's the introvert. What are the characteristics? The introverted child is someone who is a strong listener. They like to communicate one-on-one as opposed to being in a big room and a big party. They seek solitude to renew and to energize themselves. They learn well from observation. They prefer to watch a game or an activity before they jump in. So how can we help them? How can you help them as a parent? First, you want to provide Jonathan, that's your middle one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to provide him with wonderful opportunities for creative expression. That means writing, drawing, painting, because introverts tend to be very creative. You also want to make sure that his room is a safe haven, because that's where he's going to go to recharge. So make sure that it's comfortable, it's beautifully decorated, it's calming, and that he can go there to recharge his batteries. Also, you want to build quiet time into the day so that he has time to reflect and share with him the information about different personality types, the introverts, the extroverts, that it's on a continuum, the ambiverts, that you can be a little of both. Because, by the way, Kevin, even though I started thinking about this topic to try and figure out, am I an introvert or an extrovert? Because even though we're in broadcasting, it very often feels like we're talking to one person. It feels intimate. And it's really what people like to do when they're on their own. Do you prefer to read a book, be with one friend, two friends, or do you like to be the life of the party?
Hmm.
That's where you can start to identify where you fall. So does that help you?
No, I think it does. And I think it's important to understand that the opportunity to help your introvert doesn't, you know, I think sometimes people think, at least in social circles, maybe that introverts, that like there's some, it's in some way a deficit. It's in some way a flaw. I don't think it is. I just think it's different. And the idea that, you know, they are created with a unique set of skills and gifts and opportunities and everything else, just as valid as the more extroverted firstborn or the super extroverted babies. But I think that introvert will eventually, you know, really own their stuff best. And we should try to encourage them to be the best at that they can at that, as opposed to kind of forcing them into a mold of one of the others, which is, I think, is a tempting offer sometimes for parents. Anyway, Shelley, always good to have you. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Everywhere I go, oh, I change it all. Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Planned Parenthood is a healthcare organization. That's how I got to know Planned Parenthood. My mother was a patient of Planned Parenthood, so was my sister, and so was I. Just like one in five women in America.
Right.
Look, we're not the worst.
That was the woman who was just aborted by Planned Parenthood at 43 weeks of employment. So does that make her post-birth? aborted? I'm not full post-term aborted? I'm struggling with that. Maybe my next guest can help me. Although she doesn't normally dabble in the frivolous. Her name is Kelsey Bowler. She is a very respected fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She is part of the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, thefederalist.com, the Problematic Women podcast. She's a contributor to the Fox News Channel, and she appears here in her own little corner of the world at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here again.
Let me ask you, because I'm really interested in this specific reaction. You are now an expectant mother. How does the news of what Planned Parenthood does, particularly in this firing and who knows, was she not aggressive enough with the abortions or what? But how do your emotions or thoughts or feelings about this issue, do they become more intensified, less intensified now that you're going through the motherhood process yourself?
I think it becomes more and more difficult to understand how these people do what they do day in and day out. And what I found really interesting about Dr. Lena Wen is that over the 4th of July weekend, she published an article in the Washington Post writing about the fact that she had a miscarriage, which I think we can all sympathize for her. She wrote about it taking, her struggling to conceive her second child, and they were very excited about this. And then she went through a difficult miscarriage. And after reading that, you know, why is it a child then? And then how can you, at the same time, turn around and lead an organization that is the nation's largest abortion provider? I cannot come to terms with that. This is someone who not only is a doctor and sees what a child, what a baby looks like in the womb at all the different stages of pregnancy, but she herself was looking forward to having this second child herself. So I can't square that. And I think of Planned Parenthood's, the board's decision to oust her, I think suggests that she wasn't woke enough for them. She wasn't political enough, and that, you know, they're no longer, clearly, they're no longer an organization that promotes safe, legal, and rare abortions. They are a political organization that is an abortion machine.
Well, they have gotten much more aggressive with their abortion policy in light of the reconstitution of the Supreme Court. I think that's fair to say. But they've always been very aggressive. I mean, Kelsey, very few people listening know this, but in the last accounting period, there were, I believe, 384,000 abortions performed by them in the calendar year preceding that. And we gave them $500 million. That was the first part. And then we gave them another $41 million on top of that. So $541 million of taxpayer money. And the truth is, they got paid on most of the abortions that the customers came in and sought anyway. They got some sort of remuneration for it. So they're getting money on the customer side. They're getting money from the taxpayer. And then they would turn around and sell body parts, sometimes at rather extreme, exorbitant amounts as well. They are a money-making machine exploiting women and thriving off of the bloodshed of innocent babies. I mean, it's really hard to see how someone like Dr. Wen, even in her humanity and losing a child and being a mother herself, could sit there and say this is a good organization to represent. It just seems unfathomable to me.
Right, and we need to point out that Republicans in Congress are absolutely complicit in the taxpayer funding of this abortion agency. You know, we have had every opportunity to cut funding to Planned Parenthood, and it continues to receive our hard-earned money. So I hold Republicans accountable on that front, too. But, yeah, on the point of Lena Wen's departure, I'm interested to see, you know, how she handles this. Her statement that she issued kind of suggests that she wasn't happy with the direction of Planned Parenthood, that Planned Parenthood was going, that they were prioritizing politics over women's health care. Of course, I would not call Planned Parenthood a women's health care network, but this, you know, her background as a doctor, that's what she wanted to emphasize. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood not only wanted to emphasize abortion, they were going down the path of intersectionality, embracing
transgender ideology and so forth. And according to a BuzzFeed report, there was backlash against her because she would edit press releases where there were references to men being able to give birth, which of course isn't true. She tried to make it more about healthcare, and they wanted to make it more about, you know, transgender ideology, intersectionality, and politics, which is where, sadly, I think most organizations on the left are turning to. They're no longer just advocating on their particular issue. Planned Parenthood is now issuing press statements about immigration, and it seems like she wasn't on board with that.
Yeah.
In other words, she wasn't extreme enough for them.
Yeah, well, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And, you know, for what it's worth, the president, he hasn't made a huge headway, but at least getting the Title X funds out of the mix. I mean, there's been some movement there. I'd like to see Congress get the rest of all of the taxpayer funding gone as well. We'll see where it goes from there. Let's talk campaign 2020 for a second. Marianne Williamson, Byron York talked to us about this yesterday, is now polling ahead of Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, and Christian Gillibrand in New Hampshire. Kelsey, what is going on with the Democratic race?
Well, of course, two of the three names you just mentioned are sitting U.S. senators. Another was the early on favorite to be president of the United States, Beto O'Rourke. And the fact that we have Marianne Williamson polling against them, I think, says a lot. But look, in New Hampshire, the narrative that I'm really looking at is what direction is the Democrat Party going towards? Are they embracing candidates who are openly identifying as socialists, or are they going with the quote-unquote moderates, which I would argue hardly even exist? They
right.
certainly don't exist when it comes to Joe Biden, because none of his policy proposals appear to be
all of his new stuff
anymore.
All of his new stuff is all socialist now. So, and I would say all the big four are Biden, Warren, Harris, and Bernie. They've all adopted very socialist ideas. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thanks for the insights.
It's great to join you.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. A final thought awaits. Don't go away.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So yesterday on Capitol Hill, one of my colleagues at Salem Media, Dennis Prager, sat before a Senate subcommittee and explained why Google is running amok, why they are censoring his Prager University videos, which the concept behind Prager University, if you're just joining us, is any subject in the world, they taught what's not being taught 5 minutes or less. And they have had multiple Pulitzer Prize winners, multiple Nobel laureates, multiple liberal and conservative professors from Ivy League schools, multiple professionals in the areas of expertise with which they address their subject matter. High level, high credibility in every regard to the issue at hand for each issue that they've done. And they've done 300 plus of these videos, and they have a billion video viewers now globally. And the more than 50% of the audience for Prager University is under 35 years of age, which is pretty remarkable. But also appearing in that same meeting was a fellow by the name of Epstein, who has been studying the very aggressive partisan nature operations of Facebook, Google, and others. And he said in his testimony, look out, because in 2016, they may have moved 2.6 million to 10 million into Hillary's column. But wait till you hear what he says about 2020. Cut four.
I think Google was overconfident that all these companies were. But the point is, in 2018, I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
He says that in the 6.5 years that they've been, he and his team have been just studying search manipulation behavior by companies, that he has seen millions of votes, 2.6 to 10 million in just 2016 alone, move into the direction of a candidate he supported. That's right. Mr. Epstein was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He supported the Democrats in 2018. But he's honest about his research, and his research is showing him that they are manipulating through search manipulation. Friends, you don't have to use Google. There are other search engines. Something that you need to be aware of, because your rights are being stolen right from underneath your very eyes. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.